Possibly it was a fair result all in all, Chris. I think maybe the disappointing part is to concede the equaliser so late in the game. But albeit we were down to 10 men for almost 70 minutes. So all in all, it was a decent point away from home, Chris.
Yeah, and I mean, having beaten Cove the week before, I mean, it's good to get the points on your travels.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's decent. We gave a committed performance yesterday. It was, except for the sending off, a very disciplined performance at that, where basically we let Galway have the ball and we sat in and tried to hit them on the break, and, you know, eventually Rory Keating scored one on the break, and we looked fairly comfortable defensively for the rest of the game. Galway had almost total possession, to their credit. We defended corner kick after corner kick, and eventually in the last minute, we lost the marker. We just didn't pick up as we had done for the whole game, and Paul Finnett equalised for them. But, you know, chasing a game with 10 men for that length of time, all in all, you know, you will take a point, yeah.
Yeah, and Galway, you know, they started the season slowly. They've picked up in recent weeks, and I suppose as the season goes on, it's not a ground that too many people are going to come away with the full 3 points.
Yeah, funny enough, Shelburne and Longford got away with it. They won two tight games, 1-0 earlier on in the year, but they're a decent side. They're a good footballing side. They continue to play and play, and to be fair to them, they didn't panic. You know, when they went 1-0 down, they kept playing, kept trying to pass the ball. You know, to be fair, they didn't really cut us open, you know, on the basis that we had 10 men and sat behind. But they're a good side, and they'll be well up there at the end of it, yeah.
Yeah, and I suppose disappointing also, I mean, I think, is that 4 players have been sent off this season?
Yeah, Chris, it certainly is disappointing. You know, to say that any of them were actual red cards is a matter of opinion. But, you know, we had the same officials there yesterday that seemed to follow us around the country. And, you know, we take it. It's hard to take at times. It's disappointing when, you know, continually you're heavily punished for tackles. You know, yeah, it was a foul that Cleveland Butler put in. Very, very debatable was it a yellow or red card, but that seems to be the way things have gone for us recently. But to be fair to them, they dug in a very difficult place to go with 10 men, and deservedly got something out of it. You know, okay, it could have been 3 points if we'd seen out the last corner kick, but look, you know, to their credit, they battled very, very well, and, you know, there was a bit of pride there last night, to be fair.
Yeah. Now, Rory Keating getting on the score sheet, he really has been a very refreshing signing. He looks very sharp, a young guy with quite a lot of talent, and no doubt he was delighted to get that goal.
Yeah, Rory, you know, he, especially down to 10 men, worked tirelessly up on his own as our front man. He's a good lad. You know, he's a long way to go, to be fair. You know, as you know, Chris, he's on loan from Sligo Rovers. Just we're delighted to get him. I knew Rory, you know, last year and the year before with a different team that I was involved in. Yeah, he's willing to learn. He has, you know, a lot of talent, but at the same time, he certainly isn't the finished article. And, you know, we're delighted to have him for whatever length of time that may be.
Now, in football, things can change so quickly. You'd a run there in which you weren't getting any of the breaks. Now 2 games, 4 points from 2 games, and next up, it's certainly going to be difficult against Shelburne, but at least you're going into the game against the runaway league leaders with a little bit of form behind you, and if you can get a result, it could be something that could really sort of act as a catalyst for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're looking forward to Shelburne. You know, as soon as we came in the change room in Perryland, we you know, we dusted ourselves down and, you know, move down and focus on that game. We're in tomorrow morning, and, you know, we'll plan for Shelburne, which should be very, very difficult. But there's no easy game in it, Chris. It's a very, very even league. You know, there's not a whole lot of points between second place and maybe second last place in it. So, you know, we'll go and we'll be very positive against Shelburne and see where it takes us. But it will be difficult, and, you know, they have serious talent to their credit. We found that up in Talca Park a couple of months ago. But, you know, this might be a different situation on Friday, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. And finally, Ali, just, I mean, looking at, as you mentioned there, the league table, Cove are somewhat adrift at the bottom. Shelburne are well away at the top. I mean, is it too early to say? I mean, are everybody else just grappling for the second and third positions?
Look, come here, we would like to say that, but, you know, we know we have limitations. You know, as I said before, I mean, you know, you look at your Ryan Connolly's and Ryan Manning's for Galway there last night that are, you know, exceptional players at that standard, and, you know, can open the play and can, maybe see a pass. You know, no, we may not have the quality of that, but as I said before, you know, we make up for, you know, for that difference maybe with effort, with honesty, with maybe a little bit of endeavour. So, you know, we don't know where it'll take us. God only knows, Chris. I mean, you know, we set no targets at the start of the year, and we basically haven't changed that.